So then Yashoda told Lala, Nandalal, to worship, go in the mandir, the temple mandir, and worship the Kula Devata, the family deity. And the family deity, Parivar Devata, Kula. Kula means family, you know. Cool. You know that, Kula Devata? Yes? You know this term, Kula Devata? So, yes. So he was given this Narayana mantra by Bhaguri Rishi, or maybe I think Garga Rishi. I think it was Bhaguri. Bhaguri Rishi was the guru, Kula guru for Nanda Baba. So he gave Lala Diksha, not Diksha, but he gave him, because he got Diksha when he went to Sandipani school, but he gave him a mantra, Narayana mantra, which is like Diksha, basically. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So after Krishna bathed in the morning, during Pratakal, then Yashoda would say, listen, go in the temple and worship the Kula Devata. So he would go in the temple and sit there and say, oh, you know, our family deity is Lakshmi Narayan. My father's a Vishnu Upasaka, and my mother follows suit, and Tao, he worships also Vishnu. And I have this mantra, but I'll just close the door here, and I'll sit down. So he started to say, Krishna sat down to worship his Kula Devata. Om Namo. No, his mantra is Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. So Krishna sat down to chant his Diksha mantra from Bhaguri Rishi. You know, the mantra, whatever mantra. Kula Guru. Om Namo Narayana. Om Namo Narayan. Om Namo Nara. Om Namo Narayana. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. Om Namo Nara. Radha. Om Nam, oh Radha. Om Radha. Oh Radha. Radha. So Krishna is doing jap. The Bhaguri Muni gave Om Namo Narayanaya Namaha. And Krishna started chanting Om Namo Rai. Rai is a name for Radharani, maybe from Bengal side. Rai. Rai means Radharani. Also means king. It has many meanings. R-A-I, Rai. So then because that syllable Ra is in the mantra, this is called Vyavahara. It's called Vyavahara Nam. In the sixth canto Bhagavatam, it describes four types of Namabhas. And one is called Vyavahara Nam, Sanket Nam, Hela Nam, and Shtoba Nam. So in Arabic, they have a phrase, how horrible it's ha-riktam. So it's ha, means it's exclamation, alas, ha-ha. Like shabash, what is it, shabash. And then riktam means horrible. So then, because ha is there and rik means ri, Hari is there, they get the benefit for chanting Harinam. That's called Vyavaharanam. The syllables are there, but there's a Vyava, they're separated. So this is an amazing thing. Power of the holy name. Sarvashakti. Nija Sarvashakti, all Krishna's powers. So Krishna chanted Radha's name. So then Chandravali, who is the sister, stepsister of Radharani, because her father's brother is Chandravali's father, Chandravanu. And their Kula Devata is Durga, Chandi, Durga. And then Radharani is Surya. Radharani is a Surya Upasaka. And Chandravali is a Durga Upasaka. And Krishna is a Vishnu, makes sense. Krishna is a Vishnu Upasaka. And like this, and maybe there's some Ganapati, but these are major players in the Leela, and these are we know from the Shastra, what I'm saying. So now let's have the questions. Okay, the first one here says, how to get rid of false ego? Devotee's asking the question, how to get rid of false ego? So, of course, hankar is what's binding us to this body and this material world. Hankar means a sense of identity, sense of self-esteem, self-respect, identity, self-identification. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? Where am I going? This is all part of hamkar. Hamkar, ahamkar. So ahamkara, because it's the false ego and it's ahamkara. So there's if we have something in this world, because this is a world duality, this is dvandva. Krishna says in Gita, icha dvesha samutena dvanda mohina bharata. Dvanda mohina bharata. Hey Bharat, hey Partha, hey Savyasachin, hey Gurukesh, hey Arjun, hey Gandiva Raj, Gandiva Dara. Everyone born in this world is born in moha. We're all an illusion. That's one of the six coverings. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, mada. Right? Everyone knows this. Kam, krodh, lobh. Mostly we don't get by that. We're too busy with 1, 2, 3 to worry about intoxication, madness, and pride and all. Mada means pride. That's all the subtle things. We're just battling on the hard terra firma of greed, anger, and lust. Kam, krodh, lobh. That's why most Indians, they all know. Yeah, Gita tells you how to get rid of kam, krodh, lobh. Well, what about, you know, kam, krodh, lobh? Now I forgot. So no one wants to get free from the illusion, just from lust. The illusion is okay. And then the three M's. The three M's we don't worry about. Moha means M, illusion. And then mada means intoxication, craziness, acting like a crazy. And then matsarya. Matsarya means irshya. Irshya means envy. I believe so. Is that right? Envy. So that's okay. I'll stay envious, and I'll stay in illusion, and I'll stay a little crazy. But just this lust is really bothering me. Can I get free from the lust? Or this greed is really bothering me. Can I get a few crores? Okay, I'm envious, but give me a few crores. Okay, I'm an illusion, but give me a few crores. Okay, I'm intoxicated. I'm crazy, but give me a few crores. So the greed doesn't quit so easy. So most of us are just fighting with kam, krodh, lobh, tinari, kam, krodh, lobh, and Krishna's murari. Mura means darkness. There's also a run rakshash named murari, the mura demon. Murari. Mura was a demon. Why was he a demon? Because he was contaminated. Because the word mura represents dirt, contamination, nonsense. So murari, ari means Krishna kills the mal. The dirt, the kam krodh lobh Krishna chordye. Krishna is telling in second canto of Bhagavatam, Shrinvatam swa kata Krishna, punya shravana kirtana, riryantaksta yabhadrani virunoti surit satam. Surit, riddhi means heart. You know you have one, right? I had one yesterday. Where is it now? Yeah, I got it. I'm sitting on it. No, you're supposed to, you know, feel with it. You don't sit on it. You feel with it, and you move with it, and you act with it, you behave with it. So, virunoti suritsatam. Surit means satam. Satam means satjana. It means sujana. Satjana, sujana means a truthful man and lady, a good person, a gentleman. And then he says, virunoti suritsatam. Those kind of personalities, those men and women, they're my bosom buddies. They're my surit. They're my subandhu. They're very close to me. They're my big friends. They're deep in my heart. And we might say, oh, pran bandhu. But we say, you know, pran surit. Pran bandhu means, you're a friend of my life, or you're my prana bandhu. I mean, it's a very nice word. But surit bandhu means you're a friend of my life, and you're there, and I'm here. You're my friend. I'm here on this side, and you're on that side. That's pran bandhu. Someone say. But when we say surit bandhu means you're in my heart. Like for the advanced devotee, who's in his heart? His wife? His husband? His kiddies? His mother-in-law? Get her out of there. The father-in-law? No, Govinda Vishram. Vaishnavastan? Vaishnava Riddhistan? Govinda Vishram. So in the heart, Vaishnava Riddhistan. In the city, in the place of the heart, Govinda's there. Govinda. In Mahabharata, there's a very beautiful story of Krishna and Arjuna. They were sleeping together in Dwarka. That's why Arjuna is telling in the Viratarup Darshan Adhyaya. Viratarup Darshan Adhyaya. Yeah? Chapter 11 of the Gita, Universal Darshan, Universal Form. Arjuna sees this universal form, he becomes khub bhaya, bahut bhaya, bhaya, oh, bahut bhayanaka ras. This is sakhi ras, but mixed with bhayanaka. Bhayanaka is a gonarati, secondary, supporting. A wave comes. He's my friend, but sometimes he's my friend and we laugh together. That's called hasiras. That's called sakiras. Mukiras. Mukiras is sakya, the main, a chief relationship, loving relationship. You're my wife. You're or a disciple, whatever, just like this. So then there's other relations. Sometimes we laugh together. That the mukiras is my mother. So there's hasiras with my mother, hasiras with my wife, hasiras with my friend, maybe hasiras with my servants, but less, obviously, in the degree, in the intensity, in the intimacy. But this is all what makes up ras, rasa tattva, in human dealings and also in transcendental, land of Madhurya ras. So this false ego, this hankara, this is what bhakti is all about. There's a very nice sentence in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada says that, what is the power of bhakti? Is it you become dear to the Lord? Is it you get free from your sins? He said, is it that you get liberated? Is it that you feel peaceful? Yeah, all these things bhakti brings. But Prabhupada in this purport, he said, bhakti dissolves the hankara. Bhakti dissolves the false ego. So the question is, how do we get rid of the false ego? Bhakti. What is bhakti? So that now, of those limbs of bhakti, the most powerful one to purify us and to attach us to Krishna is Nam Sankirtan. Bhajanera Madhya Shrestha Navavida Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, of all the forms of bhajan, Bhajanera Madhya Navavida Bhakti, because the question was asked, He said, because Ramananda Roy, I mean, Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, or no, excuse me, Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatan. He says, of all the forms of bhajan, because many people are doing bhajan, all kinds of bhajan. He said, which one is the best? Because some people are doing whatever they're doing, you know, puja, they're doing different, what they call bhajan, worship. Bhajan means worship. So they're doing bhajan or worship of Durga, Shiva, Ganapati. He says, bhajanera madhya shrestha. And then he said, what is the best of all of bhajan, the shrestha of all of them? And then he said, Navavida Bhakti, the nine, hearing about Krishna, chanting Krishna's name, remembering Krishna. And then he said, then what is the best one of all those? Nam Sankirtan. So Nam Sankirtan, Krishna's holy name, attaches us to Krishna, removes all of our sins, gives us liberation, gives us peace. But now there's another limb of bhakti called Padasevanam. Padasevana means Tosi Puja, means Vaishnava Seva, Thakurji Prikama, Giraj Prikama, Vrindavan Prikama, it's called Padasevanam. You know, there's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Vishnu Padasevanam. So Vishnu Padasevanam means directly serving the lotus feet of Vishnu, and the perfect example of that is Lakshmi Devi. Because in Nectar Devotion, it gives nine examples of nine devotees who attain or showing the perfection. But Padasevanam, Vishnu Padasevanam is the fourth limb of devotion, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Everyone knows. Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto Bhagavatam, Satamat Skanda, he's telling the Navavida Bhakti, Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam Arjanam Dasyam Sakyam, like this. So fourth number, when it says Vishnu Padasevanam, included within Vishnu Padasevanam is Tadiyanam. Tadiyanam, Vishnu Tadiya, Vishnu Upachar. Vishnu Upachar Tadiya. Upachar. Upachar means items. Like we say, Panch Upachar, offering Thakurji five items, dupe and deep and fool and bogue and like this, whatever five things. Sugandhi, Itara. These are Panch Upachar. You know, in puja, you can do Sodas Upachar, offer 16 things or five. So this is this Padasevanam, this is the most powerful way to get free from false ego. Because false ego, the basis of false ego means I am the enjoyer. I am the enjoyer. I am the center. I am God in my own little... God has a big world and he's God. I have a little world and I'm God. The little world of my mind, the little world of my house, the little world of my family circle, whatever. So we draw our circle, we stand in the middle and say, this is my circle, this is my kingdom, I am God. Ishvara. So the way, that's why Tadinat Samarshana means all the things connected to Vishnu, which includes the devotees. So serving the devotees, they're connected to Krishna. Just like Parvati in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, Parvati Maharani, Durga Maharani, she asked her husband, Harpati Shivji. She said, everybody's worshiping you and they're worshiping me and they're worshiping our son, Ganapati. They're worshiping Indra. They're worshiping Kamadev. They're worshiping so many devas and gods. But of all the forms of worship, which is the best? Then Lord Shiva spoke. Lord Shiva is a Mahajan. Dwarasa Mahajan. In sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Yamaraj is telling who are the 12 great spiritual teachers. Prahlado, Janako, Bhishma, says Swayambhu or Narada Shambhu. Swayambhu, that means Brahma. Swayambhu, Narada Shambhu. Swayambhu or Narada Shambhu. Shambhu means Shiva. Narada Muni, Shiva, Lord Brahma. Prahlado, Janako, Bhishma. Prahlad Maharaj, he's a great teacher of Bhakti Gyan, Bhakti Tattva. And then Janak Maharaj, he's a great teacher. And then, like this, there's 12 altogether. And Bhishma is also there. And Vyasadeva. So, there, the same Shiva is answering this question. What is the best form of worship? Aradhanam, 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 Sarvesham, Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. O Devi, O Durga, Aradhanam Sarvadevi, what is it? Aradhanam Sarvadevisham. Aradhanam Deva Sarvadevisham. Of all the forms of Aradhya, Aradhya, you know, Radha. Radha means worship. Aradhanam Sarvadevish. Of all the worship, the Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Vishnu Aradhanam. The worship of Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. The worship of Vishnu is supermost, topmost. And then he says, then the next line he says, not only worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost, but worshiping everything related to Vishnu. Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Tadiya, you know this word Tadiya? Tadiya means connected things. Things connected to me. Like there's me, but there's my cell phone, my TV, my car. Many things connected. This is my Tadiya. Tadiya means mine. So Tadiyanam Sama Archanam. Sama means equal. The same as Hindi, no? Sama. Archanam. There, in other words, of all the forms of worship, Vishnu is supreme. Yes? This is the first two lines. Then he said, not only Vishnu, everything related to Vishnu is equally worshipable. So if I worship Vishnu with all kinds of pomp and opulence and Aishwarya, I can also worship the devotee with all kinds of pomp and Aishwarya. And you see sometimes some big gurus, they accept worship like God, all kinds of gold, this and that, and big, big gaudi and big, big ashram. Because in one sense, guru, of course, is God, and sometimes they accept worship like that. It's not wrong, but sometimes if they're not very elevated, they cannot digest that. They lose sight of who's God and who's not. And then they get in trouble. So the best way to get rid of false ego is to serve the Vaishnavas. Tadiyanam Samarchanam means the Vaishnavas. That's why people that are smart, they're always begging for service. But begging, no one comes begging for service unless what? No one begs, no one goes to another devotee or to maybe a senior devotee and begs for some service unless they're serious about getting free from false ego. Like you're married. You can't serve anybody unless you park your false ego. You know, parking your false ego? Pull your car in, park your car, you know? You have to put your false ego in the garage. You know garage? What do you say, garage? Park it, you know, park it. Leave it there and go to your flat. So in order to serve a Vaishnava or approach them, this is the catch 22, they say. Because a true Vaishnava, he doesn't want to take service from anyone. He wants to do everything himself. I'll cook myself, I'll wash, I'll do everything myself. Oh, let me cook for you, let me clean your clothes, let me do anything. Yeah, chant Hare Krishna. Oh, that's too difficult. You know? I can wash clothes, I can cook some puris and sabji, I can cut up sabji for 29 hours a day, you know. But I can't chant Hare Krishna. That's also saved to Guru. Nirantara Nam Lao. Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Bhagavat, he was speaking all the grihasthas. He says, I am telling you this mantra. He only spoke once. One time, Ekbar Mahavru Bhat Karo. Ekbar Mahavru Bhat Karo Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekbar Nehi. Chaitanya Mangal, Ekbar Nehi. Chaitanya Chandramrita, Ekbar Nehi. Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. So he spoke one time Hare Krishna mantra. Not in kirtan. Didn't chant in kirtan. Maybe in japa. Good chance in japa. It says he chanted in japa. Rupa Goswami says. But he says, listen, he had all the grihasthas. I'm going to tell you this, a very important mantra. I want you to chant this. And then he said, Nirantara Nam Lao. As you can understand, this Bengali is the same, basically the same as Hindi. Antara means end. Nira means no. Nirantara Nam Lao. Lelo. Nam Lelo. Nam Dedo, Nam Lelo. Guru gives, you take. Guru says Nam Lelo, you say yes, Nam Dedo. Dixit Mantra Dedo, Nam Dedo. Guru gives. So he's saying, listen, this is my, I only give you this one instruction. I don't say four regular principles. I don't say anything. Of course, we follow. And we should follow. Because that's already assumed that everybody who's around them is all Brahmins and high five human beings. They don't need to be told that 500 years ago. It's automatic for them. Or they wouldn't be sitting with Lord Chaitanya, have that adhikar, to be with Lord Chaitanya in his lila, hearing his Gauravani, Sakshat Gauravani, not somebody's name in a kirtan party. Sakshat Gauravani from Mahaprabhu, Bhagavan. He's telling this. So he says, always take this name, these names. What name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's it. The first and last time Lord Chaitanya said the mantra written in any biography. So this is the instruction, of course, to grihasthas and to everyone, because everywhere Lord Chaitanya is preaching, Kirtaniya Sadahari. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different from Krishna, and Krishna in Gita, ninth chapter, verse 14, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna is saying, Satatam Kirtiyantamam Yatantascha Dridavrata. Dridavrata. Dridha brat means I promise. Brat means I promise. Dridha means firmly promise, strongly promise, unbreakable. Steel, like steel. How you break steel? You can break that girder, that lower girder, that beam. You cannot break. You can break this. You can't break that. So that's dridha brat. So he says, yes, Gurudev, I'll chant my diksha mantras every day, and 10 times, 10 times, 108, whatever. I'll chant 24 malas or 16 malas, whatever. This is dridha brat. So this is how we should take the holy name. So the service, this first question is, do more, you can read so much, you read, and everywhere in the books are saying, get free from false ego, get free from false ego, do bhakti, find a guru, surrender to guru, chant Hare Krishna, serve Krishna. The books will say all these things. But the secrets, like, there's a question. Persons, hopefully, they are reading books, at least I hope so, and they're asking this question, because this secret you'll not find in the books. You have to find the secrets of the Shastra from the mouth of the devotee. In the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, it says, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. Dharmasya Tattvam, the truth of Dharma. The Shastra is Dharma. These are called Dharma Shastras, yeah? Like Playboy magazine and Penthouse is not called a Dharma Shastra. It's called Rakshash. Rakshash, you know, dirt, mal. Mal. It's not shastras, it's filth. So sin, pap. Pap, samachar, what do you say? Bharta means conversation. Bharta. So this is shastras. So in the shastras, to understand it, it says dharmasya tattvam, the truth of dharma is inside the hearts. Nihitam guhayam. Dharmasya tattvam, nihitam guhayam. Nihita means nivas. Guhaya means secret. Guha. You know guha? Guha. Gufa. You know gufa? Gufa. Gupta. Gopi. Gufa. Guf. means secret, cave. You know, gufa, niche, mumika niche, mitika niche. So nihitam, they're sitting hidden inside the hearts of devotees. Devotees read the scriptures, and they read with the tikkas, and they read at the lotus feet of guru. When you read shastra and study shastra, the lotus feet of guru, you learn, you get the proper tattva siddhanta. I sat at the feet of my guru and asked so many questions. Pandit Baba, so many questions since 20 years. And I studied so much shastra or something, tried, but the real teaching comes from the service of the Vaishnava when you're sheltered at the feet of the guru. When you're first Guru Parashraya, Diksha Shiksha, Diksha Adi Shikshanam, then Vishrambena Guru Seva, then serve the guru. So once you take shelter of the guru's feet, then you serve him. You serve him and all his representatives, means all the Vaishnavas. What do we say? Hari Guru, Vaishnav Seva. Hari Seva, this is the order. Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnav Seva. If one is missing, no success. You're only doing Hari Seva, no Guru, no Vaishnav Sarasang, no Seva, then Hari Toshan, not possible. Because Hari, if you're only doing Hari Seva, Hari's telling you surrender to Guru. Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, verse 34. Tadvidi pranipatena parivarshanena sevya vadekshantite genam geninas tatvidarshanam. So this is a heavy question, because once you get free from false ego, then you start flying. You know, it takes a lot of power to get off the runway. You see those engines, you're sitting there in a jet, four engines. That's a lot of power. You know, one of those engines generates enough power to light up a whole city. And they're on full throttle to get that big fat airplane off the ground. And you're going down the runway, you're going like, I don't know, 200 kilometers an hour, 250, whatever. Not very fast, and they fly. Now when they get in the sky, they just put the throttle back, and they're just floating. Just enough to go forward. There's no resistance. There's too much resistance. There's so much resistance on the ground level. But as you go higher and higher, the gravity, the air gets thinner, there's less resistance. You go above the clouds, above the wind, then you're just flying. So ego is the runway. False ego is the runway. When you get off the false ego, you start flying in the clear skies of pure bhakti. And it's all based on seva. Bhakti means seva. Seva, seva, seva. I read one book once I got from Amazon. It's called Sweet Notes 1. And it says, it's very nice. I recommend you get it. It says, this Chotakita says, seva, looking for happiness, you'll find it in service of Krishna. Seva is bliss. There's more to it than that. Huh?
Seva saves us.
No, there's another thing. Seva is bliss. Seva is bliss. And it is. There's a beautiful word to describe Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It says that it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 5. Glories of Nityananda. And it says he was always relishing Sevananda. Many times have spoken this, maybe you've heard. His name is Nityananda. You've heard Nityananda. Nitai Gauraki Jai. So Nitai. He's Anand. His name is Anand. You meet so many people. Even I met this one person. I meet people, their name is Anand. And the only way they get Anand is when they drink a bottle of whiskey. Because they're Punjabis, their name is Anand. So they drink a bottle of whiskey. Oh, Mr. Anand, how are you feeling? Oh, Anand. Look, man, I just spent the night with Johnny Walker. Me and Johnny Walker, and we just spent the night together. We walked around for a while, but then I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't walk with him anymore, so I had to sit down, and pretty soon I was lying down, and I threw up. I mean, guys, it's hard to keep up with that guy, you know. So you shouldn't walk with him. If you know what I mean, then I'm if you're laughing, I better cancel my subscription to your magazine, because that means you're too smart. So this is not the way to Anand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dear and most beloved Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Nitai Chan, Nityananda Chandraya Namo Namaha. He's showing us the way to, okay, that may be some anand, some rasanand, rasanand from getting intoxicated or some material, so-called bliss, but that's asat. It's asadanand, asadanand. Sounds like some guru or something. Asadanand. I have all these gurus in India, the names like that. Asadanand. So that's the fact. Asat Anand. Asat Anand means, what does it mean? You tell me. Someone who's not laughing. Nagri. What does Asat mean? What does Sat mean? Satchit Anand. Sat means what? Eternal. What does Nitya mean? Nitya. Eternal. So, what did I say? So how do you? So what does anand mean? Bliss, joy, happiness, ecstasy. So asat means temporary, not eternal. So that type of material intoxication by liquor, by drugs, by whatever, buying a new car, whatever, that is asat, asat anand. But nitya is nitya anand. Nitya means eternal anand. So if you want temporary happiness, then look for it in this world. Of having everybody serve you. You want to be happy? Have everybody serve you. But you won't always be happy, even by that. You won't always be happy. But if you serve devotees and you serve Krishna, then Nityananda, you'll always be happy. And you'll always be in bliss. So therefore, Nityananda in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Nityananda Sevanand. Sevanand. So not only is service to Vaishnavas, Krishna doesn't talk back. Krishna doesn't say, I like it, I don't like it. You did it wrong, do it again. Krishna doesn't say, you burn the rice, he eats it. At least you hope he does. He probably doesn't. And then, you know, you do all kinds of crazy things with your deities or whatever. They don't speak. But so it's very hard for your ego to get cracked. The most difficult thing to do in this world is to surrender and serve another one with a pure heart. Pure heart means a desire to please that person. Without calculation, without computation, oh, I'll get this in return, or if I do this for him, I'll get that in back, or, you know, a little business deal here, I'll be real nice and I'll serve, but I hope I get something in the future. This is not really seva. This is called karma bargaining. Karma bargaining. You go in a shop, how much is that? 20 rupees. I'll give you 15. You know, the give and take, like this. Okay, that's it. That's one question. I don't know what it says. It says... 1, 2 says anartha, deep sanskara, vishayan ke dhyan, or attachment of things disturbs us. Oh, somebody's name even there. Please help guide. Well, yeah, that's you're not the vishayan dhyan. We're all, you know, let's shake hands, you know. Someone's asking a question, how do you get free from always thinking of sense objects? Dhyan means thinking. Chinta, dhyan. Thinking. Vishaya means object. Object of the senses. Woman for man, woman, this food, this, that. So the question is how to get free, because Krishna is telling in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, second chapter of 59, no, verse 61 and 62, says dayatam vishayam punsam. Dayatam, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 59, 60. Dayatam vishayam punsam. Sangha Sanjayate Kamam. He says, Krishnaji is telling Arjun, by thinking about, there's looking and thinking, there's two things. Sankalpa Vikalpa. I look, I think. I look, I think, I feel. I look, I think, I feel. Then I do Sankalpa or Vikalpa. This is the Manobritti. Manobritti, the mind moves in two waves, two big waves. So mistake. Sankalpa Vikalpa. Except Chordye, reject, tyag. Thinking, feeling, willing, accepting, rejecting. So, Krishna is saying, Arjuna, he said, when we contemplate, when we do Vishaya and Dhyan, then we get attachment, Sangha. Sangha Sanjayate, he said, from that contemplation, when you contemplation means manana, you know manana? Hindi manana they have? Manana? Thinking over, oh, that's nice. That makes, that by repeatedly thinking, it makes very deep sanskara. Deep thinking makes samskara, then acting on that thought and trying to fulfill that want, or that desire, that deepens the samskara. So he's saying, the person's saying, vishayan dhyan, how to get free? Because it's all, because the other things are deep samskara, anartha, deep samskara, this is all, they're all related. All sub-prashna ek sambandha, ek sambandha. So this dhyan, so Krishna's saying, The problem with vishayon ke dhyan, the problem is contemplation. Everyone sees objects everywhere. Otherwise, we can't move. We see so many things, and we have to think. That's a motorcycle. Watch out. We see, we think, and we feel. Oh, but now, how much we contemplate? How much think? It was just, okay, I see. I go on the street, I see this. I say, okay, Hare Krishna. Because when we contemplate, then the more we contemplate, then we're put in a position where we have to accept or reject. If you follow? If we don't contemplate, we see something, we should reject something. If we don't want objects of the senses, vishaya nichaye, as soon as that thought comes, the object comes, it's not. Because I am sannyasi, and I move in the world, and I have my own inner thoughts and meditations when I move. I'm mostly prakama, and I observe many things, so and through the filter of my Krishna consciousness. So I watch, and I see everything everyone else is seeing. So I'm on the sangam. I'm looking at Giriraj offering some prayers, and then there's some pandas and some other men there, and some very attractive ladies come for darshan. So they come, and they're just staying there. So I just move aside, because I'm just offering prayers. When I'm looking at these other men, they're all like very interested in this Sri Rup Vishay. They're all the men there. Everyone was looking at the very pretty, attractive women. So always doing that, then it creates, every time you see women, always, oh, nice. She says, okay, I have my wife, or I have no interest. So you just, say you're single. Anyway, I'll be married. Anyway, I'm not going to worry about that now. You know, you when you get one, you can really worry. When you get married, then you don't. When you get married, you're going to worry so much. So why worry about it before you get married? I mean, hell with it. I mean, you know, if it's your destiny, it's going to... I mean, Prahlad Maharaj teaches the same thing on the seventh counter, by the way, in relation to anything, you know, getting money. You're going to get whatever you're destined to get. It's written in your hand, how much money, how much health, how much... Everything is there. You can't change. Except by bhakti. You can destroy your prarabdha, aprarabdha, bijam and kutam. Bijam and Kutam, they go at Bhav and Prema. And Prabhupada goes at Diksha. When you take Diksha from Guru, your Prabhupada means this life, what I'm facing. So many anxieties, so many fears, so many problems. Maybe it's not perceptible. When you take Diksha, so much of that is out. So much of that. Generally, everyone, they feel some change will be there. If there's any kind of change, and there should be, with proper Guru and selection, then either you feel it, very much so, the change on different levels, emotional, psychological, balance, happiness, many things, or you will. Because this is what the Shastras are saying. So therefore, you have to train the mind. Yoga means training the mind and controlling the mind. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavandridam. In the sixth chapter of Gita, Krishna is telling Arjuna about controlling the mind by the Ashtanga Yoga system. How to control the mind. He says, by constant practice and detachment. He says, by abhyas and vairagya. By de abhyas, rose, shastra parai, mala, all this. Rose sadhana. So therefore, so Arjuna says, oh, it's very difficult to control the wind. I mean, to control the mind is very chanchalam. It's like pramati, it's like madness. Dridam, very determined and very relentless enemy. The mind, he said, chanchalam hi mana Krishna, my mind, oh Krishna, my mind. That's 5,000 years ago, mind. The minds of people 5,000 years ago were much more pure than now, much more sattvic, much more religious. You look around, than us and then everything around us. So he's saying that. He says, pramati balavan dridam. He said, it's mad, it's a crazy mind. And balavan, it's bala, it's very strong, and dridam, it's very obstinate. My mind doesn't let me go, it doesn't let me sleep. Even I sleep, my mind's attacking me. We sleep, we have bad dreams. We have nightmares, or even worse, subtle beings, bhuts, prets, pishachas, vetalas, so many subtle creatures. They haunt us in our dreams. That's inside our mind. So our mind is beating us when we're sleeping and beating us when we're waking. And you're waking, your mind is saying, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. The mano retena. It's called mano retena. You know Rathyatra? That's nice, Rathyatra. Put Jagannath there and take him from the temple, Sri Mandir to Gondisha. But the problem is, our mind is sitting on a chariot. It's called the chariot of desire. And the desires are taking us everywhere. So you have to practice controlling the mind. And you have two choices. Vishayan or Krishna. So whenever there's Ajri, the senses. So like for that example I gave you, there's beautiful women standing there, just passing by. They're taking darshan. I was looking at these ladies. They're taking darshan. They came from far away, and they were very happy to be there. They're taking darshan of Giriraj, and I'm standing a little behind them, and then so many men are taking their darshan, and they're not even paying any attention, because that's a very usual thing for pretty women, that men always stare at them here and there and everywhere. So I said, this is a Vishayan problem. These guys, you know, they're just looking at these women, they could just think, you know, and they're all married, probably all those men that were standing here, they're older men, but they couldn't pull back their minds. It's called pratyahara, dharana. Pratyahara is part of yoga. Asan, pranayam, yamaniyam, asan, pranayam, pratyahara, dharana, dhyan. So you're talking about dhyanam, Vishayan dhyan. So now you're doing dhyanam. You're automatically meditating, dhyan, thinking about objects. But you have to do dhyanam and yoga. Dhyanam and yoga is a high step because you can't do Vishnu dhyan or Krishna dhyan until you do dharana. And you can't do dharana until you do pratyahara. Pratyahara means withdrawing your senses from the sense objects. Don't contemplate, like the Gita is telling. Gayato vishyam pamsam sangayate kamam. It says, sangat sanjayate kamam. From contemplating the objects of the senses, you get, kam means desire, not just lust. So Krishna is saying, dayatam, this word you're using, dayatam, he says the same thing, it's in Gita, chapter 2, verse 60, 61, dayatam vishayan pumsa. The question is about the same thing. How do you get free from vishayan dayatam? So Krishna is saying, dayata, pumsa means person. In the same phrase he had is in the verse. And Krishna is saying, he's telling what happens when you don't control your mind. Is that sangas sanjayate. He says, sangas, from that association. Sangha means association. Your mind and that woman's body. Or your mind and that man's body or whatever. Just to take a gross example. So now, then it says, sangha, from sangha with that vishayan sangha. And then what happens? Kamam. Sanjayate kamam. It's easy. Sanskrit and Hindi. Sanjayate means it's completely born. Sanjayate. So what is born from thinking about some object? Oh, I really like that Cartier watch. You know, I really like that Cartier watch. It's only 2 lakhs. You know, it's so cute. And wow, you know, this, that, whatever. If I could just, I'm making this much this month and that much, and then my father gives me something, and then my anniversary is coming, and then I'll get 2 lakhs and I'll get that watch. Oh, I'll be the happiest kid in the block. You know? So from contemplation, the sangha comes to kamam. Kamam means to desire. I want it. And then it's the next line, it says, kamam krodhita. Then the next line, Krishna says, so now that you have from that kamam, then if that's, you get krodham. That's why we always say, you ever hear when we say somebody and say, oh, I have a problem, calm, crow, lobe, because that's the krama. Not the comma, that's the krama, krama. Calm, crow, lobe. You follow? First there's desire, calm. Then there's crowed, anger if I don't, crowed means anger if I don't get it. And lobe means I really want it anyway. And I'm still, I'm angry that I can't get it, but do you don't want it anymore? Yes, I want it. That's the loba. Calm means desire. It also means lust. You follow? That's why we say calm, crowed, lobe. Is it? You all agree? We say calm, crowed. There's a reason for that. If you have no calm, if you have, just imagine a world, a mind with no calm. If you had no desires, would you be greedy? If you had no desires, would you be angry? Calm, crowed, lobe. And then, what's the result of all these things? Number four. Mo. Every Indian knows this from the time he's 10 years old, but he never thinks of the philosophical import of it all. This is a sutra. You know Vedanta Sutra? It's small. Small, few words, big meaning. The whole samsara is contained in this common Indian phrase. You don't know Sanskrit detail. You don't know my grandmother knew the shlokas. My mother knew. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Just figure this out. Calm, crowed, calm, crowed, lobe, mo. And then you don't get it. And you get so angry and so frustrated. Then you get so an illusion. Then mad means you go mad. I gotta have it. I'll steal. The guy's looking. Oh, this lady every day on the chokidar. Every day she comes down and she gets in this Porsche car and she's got this tight top and she's like, wow, woof. And I work in Bombay or anywhere where rich, beautiful ladies live. You know, Delhi and Bombay. And he's looking. And one day he's contemplating and he's desire. And then he's getting angry. Oh, I can't. But, you know, she's a hi-fi. I'm a chokidar. She's a Kropati movie star. But I'm just a chokidar. But wow, you know, wow. Every day, coming, going. And then one day, he goes mad. Then, you know, it's in a newspaper. It's Bhagavad Gita all over, you know. So this, it all begins with contemplation. So no one can control the mind except the shiksha of the guru and the mercy of Krishna. The shiksha of the guru can control the mind, because you're asking about controlling the mind and getting free from obsession with sense objects. The instructions of the guru and the mercy of Krishna can control the mind. What does that mean? When you follow the guru agya, when you follow the instructions of the guru, you get shakti, you get power. Acharyam man bijanyan. Krishna is telling Uddhava in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Acharya mam bijanyan, nava manyate karishit. Sarva deva maya guru. Sarva deva maya guru. Guru, he is saturated, maya. Maya means he's made of, he's saturated, he was filled with. Sarva deva maya guru. All the devatas, 33 crores of devatas, are in the persona, or in the prabhav, or in the form of the sadguru. This is the words of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna Vacha, Srimad Bhagavatam, a very famous verse in India among gurus. They always remind their disciples, remember, don't forget. I know one famous guru, a very famous guru, and every time when he would sit down to begin his lecture, and he wouldn't sing Jai Radha Madhava, all these things. First thing, because where I was staying in Vrindavan was quite near his ashram. He had a very big ashram and a very big sound system, very, very big guru. Very famous and a real guru, no doubt. But all of a sudden, boom, you hear that click, you know, and there's a big amplifier somewhere and they turn on the microphones, goes boom, you know, the big speakers. And so I'd be trying to jump, and boom, and I said, oh, it must be 6 o'clock. Because it's very regulated. It was an ashram, they had a schedule. And then guru had a very deep voice, Acharya mam bijanayan navamanyeta karichit. And then you speak, whatever. And I said, "Wow, you're driving that point home really good." The first thing that comes out of his mouth is me, guru, and so, now other gurus will sit down and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is Radha Madhav. Because I sat with many gurus, and one guru I used to sit with in Los Angeles, the only thing that came out of his mouth was Radha Madhav, and he said all glories to them, And I sat there and I listened to him, oh, maybe 35 times in India, in Mayapur, in San Francisco, Rath Yatra, San Diego, and L.A. I heard my teacher, and he didn't say Acharyamam. He knows the verse. He quoted the verse many times in the context of Guru Tattva lectures, Acharyamam Bijaniyam. But this particular guru, he also guru, famous guru, he would sing Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. He's telling the Prayojan, he's telling Ishtadev. And because he's telling it, and he's a guru, and that's the real message of guru. Guru says, go to God. Guru says, love God. Guru says, how to love God. And then, if you understand that guru is Krishna, then that's also good. Sakshat Dharidman. So when you follow, so back to this point. The power to control the mind, is it possible? Of course, by getting blessings of Vaishnavas, by Vaishnav Seva, which is our first question answered, and by Guru Agya and mercy of Krishna. You get the mercy of Krishna by serving Vaishnavas. You get the mercy of Guru by following his order. Because when you follow the order, all the power of the demigods, Indra is not weak, Shiva is not weak, Brahma is not weak. They're the great Ishwaras, the great Bhagavans. The great Bhagavans and Ishwaras of this universe. All their powers in Guru. Guru Vani. Guru Shiksha. Guru Agya. Looks like mortal being, some woman sannyasi or some lady guru, some man guru. But they're not. That's considered Narabuddhi. Narabuddhi. If you think Ganga, Ganga is ordinary water. Or you think the Pratima, Devata Pratima, the statue of Bhagavan or the Devata is some idol, or you think the guru is immortal, then this is called Narak Buddhi. This is a wrong and hellish mentality. So that's one question there.